Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agentacademy. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle or MP3 player. And now, welcome to the Agent Academy.
Downloading latest intel package. Welcome back. I was getting worried about you.
Agent Academy, episode 22, recorded on May 20th, 2018. I'm Agent Soho.
And I'm Agent Goonie Guy.
And we got a big old packed show today. Epiphany Night is only 4 days away, and we're going to be talking about who and what is going to make an appearance there. Also, Niantic gets massive feedback from its users. Did you contribute? Also, an update on the 2018 Agent Olympiad. OPR fights back against crappy submissions. Our capsule is full and ready to burst with awesome ideas. Your questions, comments, all coming up in today's episode. Yeah! Yeah! So, let's just crack it open like a nice cold one. Let's just crack it open.
So, and, you have some exciting news. Why don't you start off the day, the dizzle?
Yeah. So, okay. So last episode I talked about, I was, interviewing for a new job that I was kind of pretty sure I was going to get. I mean, I'm an optimist, I guess. And I just had a good feeling about it. So I already kind of knew like the route I would take to work and back, and the path, like all the portals basically I'm talking about here is like where, what new portals am I going to fight for, and which ones am I going to defend, and what fields can I kind of repeat every day, you know, that kind of thing. So I was kind of getting used to that before I even got the call back, and I did get the call back, so I got the job. Yay! So and it's really cool. It's doing video production, all the kind of stuff I love to do. So, you know, it doesn't feel like work. It's really cool. And it's kind of weird to be in an office. I haven't had like a job where I go somewhere in over a decade. So it's weird to be going somewhere every day, but that's cool. Cause I finally get out and get some sun, you know, like move around. But what's cool, like ingress wise, is it's just that, like I have this new path and these kind of new portals to maintain and stuff. So, so that's pretty exciting. And that's really like, I've just been going there and back from work every day, kind of getting used to that. And I haven't done anything like big outside of that, but it's a new exciting world out there.
A whole new world. Fantastic portals to view. So what's your favorite portal on your path now? Do you have a favorite where you stop every morning? Like,
Yeah, there's like one on the corner, like at a gas station. I mean, right next to a gas station, there's a church. So it's like, it's a perfect thing because I can hit it while I'm at a red light, and it lasts so long that I could sit there and link if I want to and stuff. But also if I stop in for gas, I got that portal. If I stop for a drink or a quick coffee, like it's just like a full service portal right there. It's perfect. So that's my favorite one. I'm not gonna say exactly which one, but if you live in Huntsville, you'll probably know. Anyway, so that's good.
I have no clue. You should just drive on up to that Circle K.
I wish it was a Circle K. That'd be awesome. Make it even better.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congrats on the jorb.
Yeah, thanks. Jorby
jorb.
Yeah.
So this week, and the reason why we didn't actually record last week was my old soundboard is just died. It's just gotten all crappy, and the knobs aren't working right. And so I got a new one, and during the time between when I had the old one and the new one, we started trying to record, and it just, like, my mic wouldn't work for anything. Like, any application, it just wouldn't work. And because of the change, I assumed it was the mixer itself. Like, something's not set up right, or the sound driver. So, went through a bunch of stuff, and big shout-out to the Telegram channel and 1017. just talking with me and helping me out. And finally, I figured out that there was a Windows update. Someone had mentioned in the chat about Windows screwing up USB like a while back. And so I kind of looked at that. And that didn't happen to be it. But there was another Windows. Go figure. They screwed up stuff multiple times. They did an update where they added in a feature. I guess it's a security feature where you have to tell it that things can use your microphone. And this was just like last month, I guess. April 18th was the update. So if you're updating Windows anytime soon and haven't done it, you might want to watch out for this because it works. It's both your camera and your microphone. By default, it gives no program access to them. So you have to go in and either allow it for all of them or for individual programs. And so finally figured that out and everything started working. But now, kind of running into some other issues, the audio's kind of jacked for some reason. Mine's a lot lower than, say, Eric's, at least coming through the mix. And so we'll have to fix it in post. So people watching live, sorry about that. We'll figure it out in the coming weeks and get things all fixed up, even if it means I have to take this board back and get the one I had before, because it worked great until it didn't. So that's why. And that's why we missed the show. And sorry, we apologize. Hopefully we won't miss any more. But besides that, I've just been... I have been recharging a lot this weekend. I noticed I was pretty close on Onyx. I think I only need less than 2 million. I think I'm about 1 million now. I was at 2 million this morning, so I think while I was drinking my morning coffee, I got a lot. So hopefully by next week I'll have my Onyx for that. And then I think I'll have all my badges until I get to 16. Like, I'll be done having to get badges. I still, of course, want to get more badges. And then this morning I did some fielding, just did some, just layered up around where I live before I had to go pick up groceries before the show. And that was nice because I haven't really been able to get out and do that lately. And I guess we have some website stuff, but we'll talk about that later. And I did have an op that I was supposed to be on this week, but a spoofer ruined it for us all, so... we decided to hold off and wait on that one. So
a spoofer wrong
suck.
Like, wow, that sucks. Yeah. So they came in early and did some stuff, and you guys knew what was happening.
Well, so I don't have the full story, so I don't want to like tell the whole wrong thing. So just take this with a grain of salt. From what I gathered, it was actually in E&L. Enlightened agent spoofer that spoofed down a blocker that we were going to have to deal with, and we didn't want to go ahead with the op with that now being in question, right? Like, if with that blocker taken down, yeah, we probably would have taken it down anyway, but we don't want that to be an issue later. So it's just like, let's cancel the op and do it next year, you know?
Yeah.
Just remember, when you spoof stuff down, you may think you're helping out your team, but you're just screwing them over. So don't do it. There's no reason. Go play Pokemon Go. They love spoofers. So anyway, that was about it for that.
Cool.
Website stuff. I guess we can do that in now too. We're moving some stuff with like our achievements over to a new system. And so there may be some weird oddities going on. And so just let us know if you see something weird, and we'll get it fixed eventually. But I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
Situation report.
Sit rep. Sit rep in your face. All right. Well, we have some guests, some special guests, some appearances happening at the Camp Navarro Epiphany.
Oh, not
night.
On the show? I thought you were talking about on the show.
Maybe in future episodes for sure. But we have a couple of people showing up here. We have Hank Johnson.
That's a good one.
Hank Johnson. He's awesome. So we have Hank Joss. Let's see. Oh, we have
Acolyte.
The Acolyte.
P.A. Chapeau. And then a special one, Dr. Oliver Linton Wolf.
Wolf. Yeah, Dr. Oliver Linton Wolf. Yeah. So, okay, these are – so you have the four going to Camp Navarro, and then, of course, you'll get –
two are going to each, actually. So two are going to Navarro, and two are going to Kaltenberg.
Schloss
and
– Kaltenberg.
Kaltenberg.
Yeah, yeah. So Hank Williams and Acolyte are going to Kaltenberg, while P.A. Chapeau and Wolf are going to Camp Navarro. Got it. Okay. So you could quickly hop on a flight, run to both, and get the badges and stuff for everybody. Is anybody going to do that? You could do that, because what the event is – how long is the event? Is it 2 days? 3 days? 2 days?
So you want them to land at one and then go fly to the other one.
Yeah, and get your badges and then run to the other one.
I don't think anyone's going to do that. I'm taking a guess on this one.
Oh.
But if you do, let us know. I'll give you a special badge on the site. So we'll need some proof.
All right. So that's pretty cool. That'd be awesome to see some official folks showing up. Also making an appearance is the Prime Scanner.
You know, Nagy could do it. Agent Nagy could do it because he'll be flying from Germany to San Francisco to go to Camp Navarro. So maybe he could just stay and go to the camp at Kaltenberg first and then fly over there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
Whew.
I don't know. That'd be a lot. But anyway, you're saying the scanner's going to be there?
Yeah. So... some agents are getting notifications about the Ingress Prime Scanner possibly making an appearance at Epiphany Night. How the notification is worded is under the watchful eye of the NIA.
Right.
So
that makes it sound like it's going to be, you know, another demo, right? They're going to pull it out on tables and let you look at it, and so hopefully we'll get some pictures and videos like we did last time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, and I guess that would make sense that, you know, Prime is going to be released on that day, because it's like, yeah, here's some screenshots, some demos. Isn't it cool looking? Oh, by the way, it's out. Like,
just download it.
Right? Yeah, they're like, well, why did you waste my time with screenshots?
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe soon, maybe soon. I'm really kind of hoping on a beta right now, in 4 days, maybe.
Well, then I believe last year, people who went to Navarro were told they would get into beta, so maybe it'll be like, hey, here's the cool videos, blah, 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 and then right before they leave, oh, and here you go, here's your pass, you'll get in when you get home or something. So maybe the beta will be soon, I don't know.
Right, yeah.
And then,
yep.
And then also, for the anomalies coming up, they have a new website because there's not enough Ingress websites out there. The Ingress Hotel's official website, where they will be posting all the deals, because they're trying to get deals, I guess, for all the hotels for each faction and even cross-faction. So it's just ingresshotels.com. And right now, I believe they only have Barcelona, Spain listed for the 16th to 18th November 2018 anomaly. So maybe we'll get the Julys soon, because I've got to start booking.
Yeah, you do.
I got to book a room.
You got to get your book on.
Book on.
We also have gone through this survey thing. Okay, so Niantic wanted to listen to all the users, you know, and get a lot of feedback on how they feel about how the game is going and how they feel about going forward. And they even went as far as to ask questions about additional functionality that third-party tools are providing, and asking them, is this something that we should be adding, you know, things like agent stats and IITC. You know, I mean, that's pretty cool that they're not only taking feedback from users, but actually acknowledging some of these tools that they know people use and that we find quite helpful, actually. So, you know, when I filled out my survey, I was like, certainly these are things that I still use, like agent stats. I've been using that freaking thing for like 3-4 years. I mean, it's just a way to track your progress. It seems pretty harmless to me. Like, why not have that built in? So I think it's great.
Yeah. We even have a group on Agent Sense for Agent Academy. So if anybody wants to join it.
Yeah, all right.
And then maybe we should have some events sometimes in it and just do like, you know, this month, whoever gets the most, you know, portals captured or something.
Right. Because we could, that can be verified, you know.
And now without the Guardians, people don't have to worry about people seeing their stats on that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess. True. True that.
We also had the Olympiad. There was an update. We got the people picked for that who are going to be going over to Japan to compete. There will be agents on both sides, Enlightened and Resistance, that will fight to win in the Olympiad. And they will be streaming it on Nico Video, which will be kind of cool. I hope I will try to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
See how it goes. We have a whole page with all the information on it, with all the people who were picked for each side. What was it? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15. Yeah, that's right. 15 agents from each side will be competing.
Cool. Awesome. 30 Ingress agents. Huh. Oh, so we got a question in the chat room from Gina. Could the POCs from San Diego Anomaly come on your show to share about the upcoming Anomaly on July 28th? I think that's cool, and I think usually what we do in these episodes is kind of, if you have something interesting, if you're a POC, like in this case, definitely this is something that we'd be interested in, but just contact us first. I don't know, what would be a good way to contact us? Just tweet to us or email? We have an email, right?
Email us at ingressagentacademy@gmail.com, I guess, instead of just our personal ones.
Right.
We need to make one for just info@agentacademypodcast. We can do that too, but
yeah,
work till after the show's out because we have to make it.
Right. We'll work on that. So the current one to use is what? Is it Ingress Agent Academy?
Yeah. @gmail.com.
At Gmail. Yeah.
And really, the problem is kind of setting it up and getting it all coordinated to when we do. Right now, our shows are kind of in flux of like when we actually record them. So it's kind of like getting all that set up to get you on at the same time may be difficult at the moment, but we would definitely get the information out there if we can't align that up. But so email us and we'll definitely get in touch with you and see if we can get something set up. That'd be awesome.
Nice. And the next thing we have here is pretty interesting. So this pertains to building augmented reality maps for Niantic. So they are talking about creating AR maps, which is basically kind of like a 3D representation overlaid on your scanner I guess you've probably seen some of the Facebook AR type stuff where you can put a little animal on your desk and he can like run around and jump and stuff and he's tracked to it. I think this is something kind of like that where they want to build out areas like parks and plazas and stuff like that.
Right. And I think it's you know, think about it like Google's mapping the roads everywhere. And you know, they have some top down information, you know, from satellites and stuff. But to get the information within, the, like you said, the parks and the plazas, they can get it from the road, or they can get it from pictures that people are taking from those areas. But Niantic, with their games, now has this kind of this opportunity to do this mapping on location in those areas as people are playing these games. And so I don't know if it's you know, they can use this data in games, but I mean, they can also now take this data and you know, it'll be kind of like maps. It won't be always up to date, except for around really popular locations. But it's like, where could that be used? Like, how could they use that data? And you know, we're doing it for them. It's, mm-hmm. it's like, here's the data to you know, we're building out your portal networks, getting this location data for that stuff, and now we're going to do this AR mapping. So hopefully, we get the boon of doing at least getting a badge in game.
Oh yeah, for being the people that map stuff out and whatnot. Yeah, that's cool. So wow, high tech stuff, man. The future's here.
And speaking of the future, have you been looking into this TS Morpheus?
No, what is this?
It's this thing. So there's these kind of weekly, they've been doing these things where you can go create fields or links and do this stuff. And it's supposed to be helping this project that's at ts-morpheus.com. And doing these things gives them data of some sort. And there was a media dropped one weekend kind of promoting it. I believe in Japan on their mission day. Mm-hmm. You could hack it, and then it started, I think, dropping it at multiple cities. But I don't, like, it's this weird thing, like, it's not really promoted except for kind of on the side, so it's like, is this real? Should I invest time in it? It's and it seems like it must be real since it dropped, you know, media at some point, or are they kind of working with this, you know, I don't want to say fan site, but, you know, this other site to kind of promote what they're doing. So I don't know. I don't know the whole stuff about it. But there is challenges.
Yeah.
So you can go to ts-morpheus.com, and the deadline for this next one is the 23rd. So it's about to end, I guess, on that one.
Yeah, it is very odd, isn't it? The website itself is strange. It's like it's just like an HTML flat page with no CSS,
right?
And if you look at if you view the code, there's some interesting stuff that's commented out. If you know what that is, what I'm talking about, do that, because that's kind of interesting. Actually, there's some conversations going on inside the code. It's all very strange. That's ts-morpheus.com. Very, very strange. Very cryptic.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what, because the challenges are basically over. But to see what they release information-wise that they got from this.
Right, yeah, and what they're going to do with it, like how they're going to use it and stuff. So,
and it was cool. A lot of X-Fact stuff, which I know it feels like Niantic's kind of working on that, trying to get more X-Fact stuff going. So, feels like this may be kind of part of that. There's a, I don't know what the bonuses get you. There's achievements were unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's for anyone who did the fields that were over the certain amount. I think there were like over 500,000 MU fields had to be made, things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nagi makes a good point. Maybe a finale at Epiphany Night. So maybe we'll find out more about that.
Ooh, it's thundering and raining at my house right now. I don't know if you can hear it over the microphone.
If I see your screen light up real quick, I'll know why, though.
No. Yeah, if my hair catches on fire. Okay, so the next one we have is Niantic is not going to take it anymore. So stop submitting your crappy submissions because they're fighting back.
We're not going to take it. We're not going to take your crappy submissions anymore.
Because they're going to ban you. So they're basically just kind of making a stand. They're saying, okay, stop with the trolls, stop with the crap, stop with just the violating the obvious things that are going to be taken down. You know, crap in your backyard, stuff in your house, a poster. I don't know. Like, it's just getting dumb. So they had a little email here. This is an email that was to an agent that was where did you get this email? We have if you go to agentacademypodcast.com, that's where we have all of our news, and this is where I'm reading this from. But this is from Niantic support agent. We have confirmed that your recent new portal submission submissions violate our candidate portal criteria. If this behavior continues, the NIA will put a hold on your account. Please refer to the ingress terms of service and candidate portal criteria. We also suggest you to review our agent protocol. Thank you, Niantic support. So it's a nice letter, but it's basically they're going to take action now, and that's cool.
And I don't know how like widespread this is. This may be just like one agent who like just went overboard with really horrible submissions, and finally someone at NIA finally said, you know, dude, you need to stop this because this is just getting ridiculous. You're just crapping up the whole portal network with your stupid suggestions. I reached out to Andrew to ask about it because, you know, we had some agents who weren't sure this was legit, like this may be some kind of hoax email or something. And he didn't really know either at the point. And so it seems like it could be a hoax, but it seems like a weird hoax. He kind of suggested that it could just be kind of like a one-off. That's like that it was just like either someone reported. I mean, he didn't say that part, but what I'm saying is it could be someone got reported because of they kept doing submissions or something. I don't know how they would have gotten caught doing that. So it may just be a rogue NIA agent sending it out. Theodore, let us know. Let us know for sure what's going on with that. But it's interesting. I think it is good to get those crappy portals out, but I think they should also maybe just send these people the link to the criteria, because there are some people who I think play that have no clue, because you don't really get that data. It's like you're kind of taught by what you see around in the portal network already, and there's some crappy things. Now, not your toilet at home or, you know, your foot, but there are some crappy portals in the network, so I can understand some of them.
Right. You know, even if it said something like before you submit something, or maybe it does it say something like, by submitting this you agree to these terms
of service? So last time I submitted one, I mean, you just hit the new portal, take the picture, do the location, do the description, and you hit go.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. It's been a while since I've done one, but yeah, so maybe that should be a thing. At least say that you've pretended like you knew what the service terms TOS is, and you've clicked the button, you know, because nobody really reads those things. But that's the thing, that's if true. You didn't read it and you get dinged, then they're like, dude, you checked the mark that said you read it, like you lied to us. Like, I think that's legitimate, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So at least they have the link to click on it. You said, like, they can click it and sit there and read it and be entertained by legalese.
And then also we got some other bannings. And now this went out to a lot of people. And I guess I don't know how many people. I can't remember if they said or not. But basically, they are letting everyone know that buying gear is not cool, and they're going to ban people. And they started banning people. What day was it? I was sitting on the couch with my fam. Maybe that was Friday night. Was it Friday night? They were sending out some bans, and so it was going around that people who had bought items from eBay or third-party sellers, there's a website, that sort of stuff, they were getting banned, some temporary, some longer, I guess. And also backpack accounts. There was supposedly backpack accounts getting banned too, but it could just be backpack accounts that were getting gear from bought stuff, right?
Right.
I don't know. So it's kind of a it's a cool thing. I was kind of worried that, like, I was like, hey, I told my kids, I was like, hey, y'all go check to make sure y'all are still, like, not banned, because they don't play much, like, at all. Like, my daughter's I think level four now. My son's still, I think, only level two. But I'll give them crap. Like, when I'm running out the door and full and I know I'm going to a farm, I'm like, hey, pick up this, open up Ingress, pick up this council, and then I'm out the door. So I'm like, they probably look like backpack accounts to some aspect. So I don't, but they didn't get banned. They were good. At least my son logged in. I think my daughter's probably good because she's a higher level. And actually, that afternoon, Chris and I, my wife, we had stopped for lunch somewhere, and there's a portal, and I said, hey, throw some resonators on it. So she was good, too. So I'll level her up one resonator at a time, just doing that. Just like, hey, let's eat here, and they'll have a portal, and make her, ask her, not make her, but ask her to put some stuff on. But let us know if you got banned. Let us know why.
Yeah. Wow. Cool, man. The crackdown. All these things getting dealt with right before Ingress Prime. So I love it, because Ingress Prime, if you think about it, all the stuff that's happening right now is just only going to scale upwards, right? So all the crappy OPR portal stuff, it's only going to get scaled up. So, like, I like that they're, like, cutting it now early, like, getting it dealt with, getting ready for that storm, right? I mean, it's coming, and they're going to have to deal with it a lot more. So they're getting a good head start. So this is a great sign. The last thing here is Mission Days update. We still need to do a Mission Day somewhere. Sometime. Let's see. Do we have a list of new mission days? Let's see what's going on here.
So one thing that they've changed with mission days, we announced it, or we reported on it, I guess, in previous episode, that they were doing away, at least for a bit, with the mission days in the scanners. They were actually going to hand out, like, paper that told you where to go and stuff. Apparently people didn't like it, and they let Niantic know, and Niantic's listening, and so they've done away with that change. So they're going to do mission days just like normal, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with someone figured out how to fix mission days in Prime.
Right. Yep, getting that stuffed out with, like I said, that's just another thing.
Yeah, getting all fixed up.
And I guess that is it. We got something coming down the pike for you right now.
What's in the capsule?
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 Well, then, it's all over the floor. All the bits and pieces. All those great ideas and all those terrible ones as well. But let's just let's dive into the best one here. It's got to be the best one because it's coming from your friend, Agent Goody Guy. How's that for an intro? This one better be awesome.
I don't know about it. So what I was thinking is I thought it'd be cool if they added in, like, when you're looking at your keys, that you would get all of them, like, when you look at them, even ones that were in capsules, the colored capsules and whatever. And then if you had them, it would give you the number next to the, you know, where it normally gives you the number, but it would be color-coded by which capsule it was in. So you knew how many keys you had of which portal in which capsules, and then so you could then go to it. It'd be cool if you could click on the number and go straight to the capsule to do whatever with that key. Maybe combine it with your other keys and get them in the same capsule and that sort of stuff. Something like that.
Right. Just allow you to, individual colors, but also like keeping color schemes, you know, like blue. Like I have three blues and that means something. I don't know what it means, but it only means something to you. So that's a nice, easy way to do it. Other than words, I mean, you could title stuff instead of color coding. But I kind of like the color coding better than words because keeps everything sleeker and cleaner. And I don't know, just makes more sense. All right. Well, I have one here this week, and this is voice activated commands. And yay. And this one just kind of is inspired by my Echo Dot. I use it all day, every day. I use it the first thing when I wake up. I have become quite dependent on it, actually, for doing all kinds of things, like operating lights in my house, to math problems, to everything, setting dates and calendars, and just setting timers when I cook. Right? It's like so useful. It would be a shame to not have it anymore. So I'm kind of dependent on it anyway. So with that, having voice commands on a scanner would be really cool, especially in a car. And I understand, don't do things that are not driving while you're driving, right? Just concentrate on your driving. But the thing is, I can still have a conversation with a friend while I'm driving. No one ever said, hey, stop talking to me, you're driving, shut up, concentrate on the road. It's like, dude, I can talk to you while I drive.
Unless you movie drive, right?
Yeah, right.
You just have a conversation where you're talking for 10 minutes without looking at the road.
Right. But, you know, how about that? So, like, I just, you know, I can say we're driving by what I know is a portal because I drive here every day and I know exactly when I would be in range. You just reach over, ingress, hack, right? Boom. Hacked for you. And you can keep your scanner open, right? You can kind of glance at it because it's probably like, connected to your dashboard thing anyway, right? So like, because I always have mine up, I don't necessarily like be clicking it and doing stuff, but I'll keep an eye on what's green, what's blue, right, when I'm driving to work. But to be able to talk to it, I think would be really neat. Hands-free, I don't know. I just say, why not? Does it really destroy the game? I don't think so. Right. So do it.
Yay.
Whee!
Yeah. Yeah. You just need to just have someone riding with you and give them the voice commands. Hey, hack that portal for me.
Right? Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
Grizzly. Slam on the brakes to get under 30 miles per hour.
Hizzy busy. He said, just don't say something that'll make a driver swerve right. I mean, yeah. Like, watch out for that dog. Yeah, I mean, you know, as soon, like, if we start talking to our cars, like, you know, the new Tesla Series 3 or 4 so it comes out and you can, like, tell it to commands. So you're like, do what?
I was going to say, well, like, what is that going to be like when we are just riding around in cars and not having to drive? Are they going to release the restrictions of not playing while you're driving? Like, can you prove, hey, I'm in a car that's not, you know, that I'm not driving anymore. Can I now play the game while I'm driving around?
Well, I mean, it can do... only accept voice commands and not let you click on anything when you're speed locked. Kind of like now. Like, well,
right,
you can click
on stuff.
Why
we have speed lock. Is speed lock because they don't want you driving and playing, or is it because they don't want you playing while you're riding around?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Right. So if it's just they don't want you driving and playing, but it's okay riding around, then once we don't have to drive anymore, which can't come too soon, then
well,
that'd be cool.
See,
just play.
It was confusing when Pokemon Go came out because their interface alluded to the fact that they didn't mind passengers playing, but deterred people away from driving and playing. But in Ingress, they tend to not like anybody playing in a moving vehicle going over 35 miles an hour. You know, there is no delineation there. But like the Pokemon Go, that straight up says, "Oh, don't worry about it. I'm just riding in the car." And they're like, "Okay, play all you want to." So I don't know. It's like they have to kind of come up with a decision and stick with it, or let us know. I would love that. See, that's a good question for Andrew Krug. What is their intention there? Is it to, you know, to deter drivers, or just, I don't know. I mean, I know I've heard people say in the past that Niantic would rather you be on foot or bicycle, or like get out there and play and not just drive around in your car. There's that, but that seems kind of like a weak.
Yeah. Well, and I think part of it goes past even what they want playing the game. I think part of it goes to spoofers, right? So right. If you could drive 80 miles per hour and play the game, then it makes it easier for spoofers to do stuff, because now they just have to be under 80 miles per hour to get to any portal from the last one, the action. The more and more they relax those restrictions, the more and more freedom a spoofer has to move around and do stuff, because they don't have to worry about being at a certain place, I guess. I mean, just another thing that's got to be thought about.
Right. Actually, you know, another thing I just thought of for the spoofing thing, do you know if a spoofer can, like, deal with one, you know, like, hack this portal or take it, and then... And the next couple minute or next second or two, like, hack, you know, around the world, like in another state, like does it figure out the fact that there was no way to travel 3,000 miles in 2 seconds?
Like, does their thing that they're banned? I don't know what they use to like dictate what they ban people for, but that's how we catch spoofers, is if they sit here and destroy or do something in action at this portal, and then 5 minutes later they do something at a portal that's 50 minutes away, well, you know the only way they can do it is to either spoof or someone else log in on their account. So then you report them, and then I guess Niantic can check at that point. I don't know if they have, like, MAC addresses for phones. Like, I don't know if they get that data, and then they can tell, oh, it is a different phone over here, so...
I see.
They're just, and either way, they're cheating, right? They're either two people are playing one account, or they're spoofing. Like, either. So yeah, I mean, that's
it seems like they should be. Yeah, it seems like they've been fighting spoofers for years. So I know all this is like 101 basic stuff for them that they've already thought of. But like, because I just thought, you know, there's like an API call for Google Maps to say how long does it take to drive from Panama City to New York City, and it would output how many hours. So if somebody straight up hacked in two different areas and then it didn't equal 18 hours in between, then hey, we got a spoofer over here,
right?
You know,
that's the whole speed limit, right? Someone flies, they're going to be somewhere a lot faster than someone driving. So it's like, you know, I can drive to Birmingham in an hour, but I can fly there in 15 minutes. Am I a spoofer because I flew there on business and I hacked a portal at the airport in you know, Huntsville, and then hacked one 15 minutes later in Birmingham, or even went outside so you don't know it's the airport? Like, that looks like a spoofer.
Right.
And it's weird, but that's not a spoofer. It's someone who just flew to Birmingham.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see with the new Prime. I mean, they'll probably have all new algorithms and all new stuff to try to reverse engineer and figure out. So let's see. Let's get into...
A bunch of awesome ideas from listeners. And there's something people are doing which I love. I think 1017 started this in our Telegram channel. We've got a Telegram channel. He did hashtag what's in the capsule in there, and so people have started doing that when they have ideas, and so it's much easier to find them, because then we can just search for that hashtag. So I would suggest doing that in TG and Telegram, and I guess Facebook works similar, but
Twitter.
Twitter, definitely. And it's a great way to get your idea if you don't want to call it in on SpeakPipe. Or hey, you can do audio in Telegram, too. Just hashtag the next message or whatever. And so then we can play your audio of your idea.
Oh, that's cool. Fancy. Yeah. So here's one from 10:17 p.m. What's in the capsule? An XM collector sucks in free XM from the surrounding area, say immediate 150 meters maybe, for like 5 minutes to fill up a bonus XM bar like the cubes and lubes have. The cubes and the lubes should be obtained as a very, very, very rare hacked item or purchased like frackers or by a passcode only. So some exclusive item type thing. So it sits there and sucks it in. That's interesting. So it is kind of like a tank. But then what do? You would have to attach it.
Well, and we had a similar idea. It might have been last episode.
Yeah, it was a mod that you put on a portal.
Well, there was a mod, yeah, and then but there was also another one, buying a new cube that would give you, like, it never went away, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would give you basically that bonus area. So this, I mean, this seems like an idea that people like, and people keep suggesting. So I think it's like a definite good idea.
Yeah, we need this.
And it's another way for them to make some money, right? If people are buying items kind of like the key lockers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, yep.
At Schnecky, Agent Schnecky, hashtag what's in the capsule, suggestion from an agent here. New portals, edits, and removals should appear in comms. Part of the scanner. We message like an XM disruption has been seen. Portal appeared or disappeared or altered state, meaning people are aware or lets people now aware of changes in their area.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So let's break it down. Break it downtown. So, If this happens, you know, in the comms, you know, in the area where people are talking and you're seeing people say, you're seeing the so-and-so hacked their first portal and so-and-so just finished the training. Put all that stuff in a status tab, right? Because we can add to that status tab with this excellent suggestion. Put this in there too, and then you can just look at your status tab and see what all the stuff's gone around. Click back to your chat, comms, or whatever you want to call it. You can see what people talking. Start organizing this thing. And I'm pretty sure that Prime's going to be doing this anyway.
Well, and I'm going to add one more addition to this idea, because I really like this idea. But how about also if they took it one step further? Because I think you want people to get together in real life playing this game. So why don't you make like 24 hours or an hour or some time limit after this message pops up that say, hey, this portal has been added to the network, that there's increased items that drop from it or some other thing that's going to make you want to get there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So people will now converge on these new portals and, you know, say hi.
Oh, right. That's pretty cool. Yeah, make it a little meetup, a little mini meetup gathering something. Wow, that would be a pretty cool excuse to kind of meet some new people while you're on vacation or got a couple hours here and you just kind of scan through. You're like, ooh, there's an opportunity, right? That's fun. That's cool. Huh, neato. All right, we have a Nagy. We got one from Nagy.
What?
Is in the capsule a way to get a unique code that can be printed on one's personal bio card, which, when entered in the scanner, gives you the badge of the agent. Could be done via the online bio card creator from Niantic. The picture used while creating the card would be the badge seen in the scanner. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that would be neat, huh?
That would be cool. It's so still like, you'd have to have a new tab, though, right, of all the players you met.
Yeah, you're right. Cause,
something like that. Because yeah, we're going to do this on the website, on Agent Academy Podcast. Like, Eric and I are going to have on our bio cards, we'll have a code or a thing you can scan, and then you'll get the basically the badge on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exactly what you're saying, but it's on our website, not on the scanner. Sorry.
Right,
I wish we could do the scanner one, though, right?
Yeah, it's like a profile. It's kind of like a scanner, but on the website. But yeah, exactly. We'll have one for like meeting us or just doing whatever, all kinds of weird stuff.
Like,
well, that's pretty cool.
Huh? That'd be cool, like, because, you know, they have the site where you can order the bio cards from. I don't know if it's just a pass-through to, you know, some business card printer or if they do it themselves. But if they did something like, kind of like when you're buying items where it's like, you buy these and we put a passcode on it, that's now, it's basically a forever code, right? Maybe it doesn't give you much. Maybe it only gives you an item. Eventually, maybe this profile icon or whatever, you know, badge that you met this person. But it'd be kind of cool to be able to put in that code into your scanner and, like, get an item, even if it's just a cube. Mm-hmm. Level 8 cube, boom. Mm-hmm. It would make you want to meet people who had bio cards, right? Because you'd get a free item that went along with it.
Yeah, yeah. Incentivize. Tantalize. Cool. Okay. That was a good one. Oh, wait. Is this another bio card suggestion right underneath it?
Yeah, because it was a response. This is the great thing about Telegram, right? People can respond to other people's ideas right there in the moment. Yeah. So,
cool.
Agent Dewey J, what's in Campbell, said plus one to Tobias bio card. But offer a single combat version that if you and an opposing agent have at least 5 XMP fired recharges, redeploys on the same portal in the same battle, the agent that ends up with control of the portal after, say, 5 minutes of inactivity is declared the winner of single combat and gets a bio card badge of the agent they beat and a marker of how many times that agent has been bested in single combat. Keep these card badges in a special collection like the regular badges so it does not junk up other things. More than one agent from each team attacking the same portal, then no single combat card. Each agent then has a trophy room with pictures of all the agents they have defeated.
Wow, that's pretty wild.
So it's like they can take this idea with the cards and the badges and now make duels and just all this kind of cool stuff just going further.
I think Harry Potter's going to take that idea.
Harry Potter!
And it's going to be like little mage duels. I'm going to be like, I defeated Dewey J in no holds barred mage battle where I turned into a dragon and then turned him into toilet paper and then burned him.
And then I lost all my energy and I had to buy some with my gems.
From a third party seller and then I got banned.
That's getting deep.
So, sorry, I had a sad ending. Okay, here's one here from Tarsi 210. The scanner needs a clear indicator on its connections, the general data connection, the connection to Niantic servers, and its refresh status. I like this so far. Many times out here in the hinterlands of Iowa, I have no data connection, or I have a data connection, but the scanner has somehow not checked in to the Niantic servers properly, or has not refreshed properly, despite using the force sync multiple times. I feel you on that one. I get that all the time. Knowing exactly what the status of each would help immensely. I have tried to cap portals, hack, and make fields for them to suddenly disappear because what happened on my scanner didn't sync to the server correctly. Very frustrating. A color-coded small indicator somewhere on the scanner, on the scanner's main screen, would be invaluable. Red for no data, orange for data connection, but no contact with the Niantic servers, and maybe yellow for server contact, but no data refresh, and green for everything good, maybe. That's good. So it's kind of like a, you know, like games, like most like PC games, have the option to like show you ping time, stuff like that, network. What is it called? The network health, I guess.
Yeah.
Bio and net.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you're looking for here. Is like you want to know the health of the network. You want to know if there's any piece not working, so you can kind of prepare for that, right? Because like, you know, that happens to everybody all the time. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I capped that thing, and it's like you drive off, you're like, oh wait, no. And my friend is like driving and it's like, I don't see that you got that. No, it's still neutral for me. I'm like, what? But it's green for me. And it's like, oh no, it's that thing where it shows you one thing but not the other. Oh no. So that's the wise words from Kevin Sorbo. Disappointed. Hercules reference. Anyway.
Yeah, everybody got it.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's it. Get that in the game, please. Pretty please.
Love it. Agent Grizzly Adam says, every time you level up, you can carry more inventory.
Perfect. That's well said. I think we might have said this before, but if we haven't, we've been thinking it. As we level up, we always want to see new things, more things. I don't feel like leveling up is really very incentivized. It never really has been, you know. Give us more stuff, man.
More stuff.
More stiff. Okay, well, we can do this last one here.
Is that the storm I heard, or is it now in my area?
I think now the storm has come your way.
That was loud. That was weird.
A boom.
Sorry. Huh? Go on. You got one from Redditor?
Yeah. And speaking of storms, we got this comes from Reddit, from Redditor CZYZUWRYZU. It's not even a word. You can't pronounce it, but those are the letters. So anyway.
Chichiworizu.
And this person from Reddit.
It sounds like someone's drunk, right? Chichiworizu.
The judicial system. The judicial system. So this is a... This comes from a Redditor's kids. He said he or she said that his two kids came up with these ideas. Anyway, so the first here, XM Storm. Okay, imagine a real world typhoon or storm devastating an area. There could be XM storms moving randomly through the map and sucking energy and mods from active portals. The storm gets stronger as it sucks. As it sucks. Okay, it's sucking.
It's like a tornado sucking.
Right? The storm gets stronger as it sucks, sucks more, but to a limit after reaching it, it starts to decay. Okay, so it has a maximum ceiling of suckage, right? It can also be weakened or destroyed by firing at it, yet weakening it increases the distance to natural decay threshold, and the storm will last longer. When it weakens, it drops mods and XM that it sucked up earlier to anyone to pick up. Although many may not like this idea, it may be a good anomaly scenario requiring collaboration across factions or to add some action to areas where each faction holds to their part of the city and not much is happening. Okay, so little boring areas or something. But I love the idea, though. And so a storm, it rips out mods, it's taking XM, it's erasing the board, and then it's just pushing them out, and it's just spraying it out. I think we had come up with some sort of a weather-related thing, like a tornado or something at some point that was kind of similar to this.
Yes, I like XM tornadoes.
Right. It's like a shark tornado, but there's just power cubes and like shields inside, like swirling around. I think that's pretty epic. It has got to only happen maybe like once a year, or be a very special thing that maybe like 120 agents have to like summon it. They all have to do something simultaneously to summon the storm. I don't know.
It could be traveling across like the continent, and you can see it on the Intel map. Like it just going across, so you know it's on the way.
Oh yeah, like a real storm. Yeah, like looking at a Doppler radar screen, right? You can see it coming. You're like, oh, it's about to hit our city in about 30 minutes. That's cool. I like it. I like it. And we have another suggestion from him, but we're going to get to that next week because this is kind of a lot of things in this capsule.
Yeah, and we still have a ton of stuff.
And I guess that's the capsule. All that stuff all over the floor. We'll clean it up later.
Greetings, Agent. It is Todd at the Agent Academy Podcast.
Davey J. Over. I think so. Thank you, JBJ Blaze, master of the bumper, the art of the bumper. this is comms. This is your calls, your comments, your questions, your concerns, your love letters, and your hate mail, all into one segment.
And we got some calls.
Hi, guys. How about zero-day missions? Dynex provides agents with closed enrollment beta version of Prime, and each agent gets a zero-day agent account that's set up by Dynex just for that mission day. Each agent then starts the same as all the other agents in the mission day activities. We'll see how well each agent can advance from level 1 through the mission objectives. At the end of the day, they find the winners. The agent accounts are deactivated, and the beta version of Prime is shut down until the next zero-day mission, or they shut it down for good. So Niantic gets to test Prime in a very controlled test environment, and agents get a once-in-a-lifetime mission adventure. Well, got to go work on my Link laser experiments. Wish me luck.
Good luck!
Nice. That was awesome. Good idea. Okay. Yeah, that is a great idea. That's... Like you said, it's a way to test, but it's also a good excuse to give away some of these crazy exclusive items that we keep talking about in the what's in the capsule, this stuff that you want to hold very dear to you and not put out there too much. But, you know, like what if you did one of these zero-day missions and it was to summon an XM tornado?
Tornado.
Oh, my God.
Christopher Cross.
Some Christopher Cross? Is that what he said?
Well, greetings there, fellow agents. This is JBJ Blaze speaking to you about a funny story that happened about 4 days before the live recording of episode 20, where I got reunited over Facebook with a good friend of mine I'd met a few years back at a shooting range. And it turns out that Leonu heard my username mentioned on this very podcast, although an earlier episode, of course, and I'm not sure which side he's on, but I'm sure that's all good. But I'd like to thank you for building this great community that eventually allowed me to reconnect with him, because I miss him and I want to give him a shout out. But anyway, I'm tuning out for now, out of this call, of course, that is. Thank you for the great show, and good night. Bye-de-byes. Boop.
Well, that's awesome. Cool.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
That's great. Reconnecting with past friendships. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, and I'm sure they're enlightened like you, so. Let us know. Y'all go throw a field together.
Yeah, field it out.
Field it out.
I don't know what that means, really. But we do have this really awesome thing that we got. It was a YouTube comment from Agent Evil Bro, level 16 enlightened agent. He said, here you go, an Ingress-related phonetic alphabet. He created from A to Z, and then I guess we'll just alternate here. You want to start us off, and this is A through Z using only ingress-related terms.
ADA.
Blue.
Capsule.
Deploy.
Enlightened.
Frog.
Green.
Hack.
Intel.
Jarvis.
Key.
Link.
Mod.
Neutral.
Onyx.
Portal.
Quantum.
Resistance.
Smurf.
Triangles.
Unique.
Virus.
Weapon.
XM.
Why you take my portal?
Zello. He said, we struggle with T, Y, and Z, but that's awesome. Okay, well, cool. He said, Agent Dimitri Dark 94. Oh, that's his name, right?
No, that's the next comment.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Evil Bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. Evil Bro. Well, thank you, sir.
And so the hard ones were T, Y, and Z. I think T was good, triangles. Why? Why you take my portal? So maybe that one could be something different, because everybody let us know what you would do for Y. And Z, I think Zello's good. I think
Zello makes sense.
So
yeah.
So Y. I think Y is the one.
Yeah.
Do you have one for Y?
No, I can't think of Y. I don't know. There's got to be before the end of the episode. Somebody tell us in the chat room. We'll say what it is. Anyway, okay. So that was really awesome. And we got another one here. YouTube comment from Agent Dimitri Dark 94. Do you think you can give me a shout out in the next video? My ingress name is Dimitri Dark 94. Well, we just did. There you go, sir. There's your shout out.
So, good things happen when you submit content. Also on Telegram, Agent Dewey J says, Brent, I was wondering if there was a listener's guide, like a user's guide for the podcast. Stuff like, these are our regular show topics. Here is how you submit an idea for what's in the capsule, etc. I know the show was in a flux the first 10 or 15 episodes as you got it together, so it might be good for new listeners to have this so they don't have to figure it out. I would be willing to help write it if you need help. And we always need help. That's just how we do.
That's pretty cool. Like a little guide, like a real simple, easy guide. We already have the website. Just an easy place to point them. I think that's great. You know, more orderly and organized, neat and tidy.
Or organizationalized.
Yeah.
So now we just have to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. So maybe we need help writing it.
Yeah.
Hit us up on Telegram. This will be fun. This will be a neat little thing. You know, especially when Ingress Prime comes out and we get like a million new listeners overnight and we're like, oh my, our server just crashed and stuff. Huh? It's being optimistic.
Yeah. Speaking of optimistic.
Agents, it appears we have found something interesting. Media acquired.
Ooh, we had the media. And this is some good media that you're probably going to want.
Yeah.
If you like badges.
Yeah, Snapper to a Slim Jim. Yeah. So we've got this episode's badge on the website, and I'm going to go ahead and preface this right now. In the future, this may change how you actually submit these, because the new plugin we're using for achievements currently doesn't have a way to submit a code. So you may actually go to a page. So just go to the website, and wherever this form would live now, there will be something telling you how to do it in the future, just in case you listen to this in a year and we've changed things. But right now, just go to the website, AsianAcademyPodcast.com, and in the sidebar, there will be a form. If you're logged in, just put in this code, and you will get the new badge for episode 22. And the code is AA22EVRAA. So that would be ADA. 22 Enlightened Virus Resistance Ada Ada.
Nice.
All right, if we're using the new...
This is part of our... So, yeah, we need to have this printed out as a little chart. Hang it on the wall. We're going to probably reference this like from now on. This is actually really great. Cool.
Everybody should use it, right?
Everybody.
Maybe we should change the A to Agent Academy. Is that... No?
Or it could just be Agent. But yeah, Ada, that's Agent Academy. Cool.
Also, since we're doing media and apps and stuff, I didn't put this in the doc, but something I've been using just to kind of check my signal when I'm out and about, I've been using a thing called Signal Check Pro, and it gives me data and lets me know, like, how good my signal is. So if I'm like, oh my, is it a bad signal or is it something else going on? You know, is it network? I can then open it up and look. And so... if you're looking for something that does something like that, I recommend this one, Signal Check. And they have a light version so you can test it out first.
Mm-hmm. Good then. Very good.
Yeah, come on. Need to oil this.
Pardon me, Agent Soho. Agent Goonie Guy. I'm afraid you are needed in the Situation Room. If you could please wrap it up.
Man, that guy needs a personality.
Yeah, and some oil.
To work so, on
the hinges.
I guess you heard it. We're getting kicked out here. We need to go to something very important next door, like going to the hardware store, pick up some oil.
Yeah.
And we're going to head out of here. So the place to be is...
AgentAcademyPodcast.com.
It's got all of our goodies.
And there's a bunch of new badges there, too. I'll let you try to figure out what they are. They're, you'll just have to go there and see. You might already have them if you've been there in the past week and got some badges, but I added, like, at least six. And they're all very similar. So once you get one, you'll figure out how to get the rest real fast. Except for the secret one. There is a secret one lingering around the site.
Nice. So yeah, leave us more stuff. We loved it. We got some voice calls on this episode. We love that. Keep them flowing. Keep them going. Yes. That's speakpipe.com/agentacademy. You can record your voice, send it straight to us. It's really simple.
Yeah. Or leave it to us in the Telegram channel, and you can find that on the website somewhere. I think you can search for it, stuff like that. Look for Twitter. It's a hard one. We get spam bots in there a lot, and so we gotta keep that one a little secretor. It's not a word. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you hopefully next week right around the same time. Follow us and you'll get a tweet or something letting you know when the show is. Bye.
See you next time.